We always read Parshas Kedoshim connected to Sfira Sa'umer, where the Avoda is L'Kachenu, L'Tareinu, L'Kachenu, M'Kedushas Ha'Olyena. And therefore it says in Sfara Kedoshim that Kedoshim is Gimatria Chamishim Yoyim, the Milui Chamishim Yoyim, the days of Sfira Sa'umer. Kedoshim, right, the name of the Parsha, is Gimatria Chamishim Yoyim, 150. And therefore the Milui of Omer, Ayin Membresh, the Milui is Gimatria Kadosh, 410. It's all about Kiddushin. And therefore, the Sforim say that Kiddushin Tiyu is Gimatria, in Makoil, V'Safar Temlochem. Yes? 876, which is Gimatria Yosef, with a Mansapach Pei being 800, which is Gimatria Avram Yitzhak Yankov Rochel, which you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out. Is the Tricon of the name of today's Rosh Chodesh, hello? Ear is the Tricon of Rav Yitzchak Yankov Rochel, which is Gimatria, 876, the Sefarat Tamlochem, Yosef, Kedoshim Tiyu, which, right, the purpose of Yimei Sefira Sochimer, as we always say, is to serve as the bridge between Leil HaSkadosh Chag, Chag HaPesach, and Atzeres Shavuos, and this Gevaldige Eiris, which descend on Pesach, but later it's Tzofun, it's hidden. What is the Gematria of Tzofun, with Nun being 700? 876, you got it, right? Which is, I'm not going into all the Kabbalah, like, you know, the Tzofun brings in Maimer Aleph, of Chodesh El, that has brought Dan Yodin from Shukros Rapolo, Shem Kibdamo, that there are 876 nimin in the Digna Kadisha, which is Mamshech, Yudgilmi Sarach, whatever's beyond my pay grade, right? 876, which is the Mila Semach Dovid, Abnucham Eretz Atmiach, Dovid, Dalid Vov, Dalid. The Mila is Gimachi 876, which is Sofun, the Gemara says the Brachas, Hanusim, Mitosim, and Sofun Ladorim. Mali Bidnam, you have Bonam Zachar, it's all connected to this number of 876, which is, in other words, bottom line, very simply, Varnashim Kerkenu, the whole purpose of the Parsha, the central theme of the Parsha is Kedoshim, which is the central theme of Sfira Sa'im, which is also connected, how does one come to Kedusha, Tir Shemaim? We discussed before Shabbos Hagon, that Chag HaMatzis is the idea of bittul, andova, humility, the opposite of chometz, which is gaiva in Tznasus, which is the connection, the preparation for Shavuos. Hence, Vav Sivan is Gimatria andova makoyul, and Shisha B'Sivan is Gimatria ma'uy ma'uy ma'shal ruach, etc., etc., etc. And therefore we say, these days of Sfiras Omer, Tmimo is the end. What is the Madrei of Tomim? The Gemara tells us that Haiman Diyor, if you're a Balgaiva, you're a Balmu. Rashi says, push Chumash, that Noyach Ish Sadeh Tomim, what is it, Tomim? Ono Vesholuch. That is the Avoida of this day of this time of the year, which is the reason why, just one more Gematria, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. Is Gematria new? 1200. Which is Gematria? Leiv Nishpor Venitke Alikim Lezuzah. Having a broken heart, which 1,200, you're not going to be a genius. Hello? Yeah? 50 days. There are 24 hours in a day, last time I counted. How much is 50 times 24? 1,200. Yeah? Which is Gimachia, Yira, and Avo, Bimilua, etc., etc., etc. Because the Avoida to be able to count the Torah, the Sfach, the Sahara, the Tvershleim, the Taiches, is Dafka through the Avoida of Anovo. Therefore, the Avoda is Omer. Omer of what? Sa'irim. And Sa'irim is Michael Ema, the Gemara said the Chulin. And a person has to be made some aspect of Ema through Anova, through humility, one is able to receive the Torah. Fine, great. I go on now, but one of the Avoda, central Avodas of Sfira Sa'imer, is the Ishtukikus, the Sfira, for Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Hence, after you count the Sfira, you say the line, Harachman Yachlan Avodas Beis HaMikdash. The name, one. Okay, we should bring back the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. What is the central Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash? Everyone knows that the Rebbe says that the Kutei Torah and Siddur, various places, we say that the Zman HaGolos of the Yechatoheinu, the Ein on Yecholim, Lalois V'Lirois, V'Lishtachrim. I know, I understand that the Zman HaGolos, we can't go to the Harabayas. What's the Lishtachrim? Okay, we Lishtachrim in Manchester. Is the Haraya the emes of Bittul and Achno, and bowing down, prostrating oneself? The emes Yira Amitis, the Pneumius, is Dafi in the Beis Hamikdash. So the emes says it's also Pesach of Rishon Gimel, which is why we say in the Davni, Visham Navot Chobir. Right? Visham Nalav and Erov and Nishtachim. The Iker Avoid of Achno, of Bittul, of Yira, takes place Dafi in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, after the Akedah, now the Akedah is the ultimate trial and tribulation. What does the Eibush tell Avraham Avinu after the Akedah? After your Daiti, Kira Likima. You prove yourself to be your Shemai, right? So afterwards, Chazal tell us the Bereishis Rabba, the Eibush showed Avraham Avinu the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And he called the mountain Har, it's called Har HaMoiriv, Milosh Nir. And that's how the Tverish Lemmer teaches. Lech lecha, me'artz v'der, ela orez asher, ar eka milosh nir. In Haran Iriya, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you have emeza Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Gemara said the true is after Zayin. What is the shir, shihir, that a person who's tome has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, bitumo, to be chayiv? The shir is kidei deshtach, the shir is kidei eshtach avoy. And therefore the Rama paskin the Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because you're a tourist and you want to take your pictures. Yeah, you know, it's nice seat, you know that? It's awesome, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, just, you gotta do it. Avoy. Ogre going into the Beis HaMikdash, paskin the Rama, to bow down, to prostrate oneself. But that's the avoid, the central avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. Just by the way, Lahoyer, Balekin, Jesus, Avram, is Gimachir Beis HaMikdash. Dafka through the avoid of Yishtach Avoya, Bittul, Yishmaim, that's how you create a Beis HaMikdash. Hence, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, by Ma'isr Sheini, where do you bring a Ma'isr Sheini? To Hamokah, Rashi Yivka, Hashem, Nekefak, Yishmaim. The Matilma Ligira Es Hashem says Tosis, when you go to Yerushalayim and you see Kahanim Ba'Avidosam, that instills in a person in his heart Yerushalayim. Right? Giranda, just parenthetically, Shlomo says, he's not Moshe says, when the Abishta created heaven and earth, what was the first place geographically that he created? Evan Shasin. First place of material world. When the Abishta originally created the world, what was the original plan A? Rashi says, hello, Bereishis Bara, Elohim, Idas Adin. Rosh, Elohim, Iskayim. So, Shittim, Ima, Midas Harach, but it started with Midas Adin. So, just like that is in terms of time, in terms of place, the first geographical place that was created in the world is the Bokeh Mabikdash, Evan Shasir. Hence, the Beis HaMikdash is a mocking of Din. There's pure, unmitigated justice, like letter of the law, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is why when Yaakov Avinu had his vision of the Sulam, etc., etc., he wakes up, Manuira HaMokim Hazeh, Ein Zeki and Beis Olikim. Here be the Sadinishim. Hence, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk says, "Malachim v'chol kli nishtav el shlema zov, v'chol kli beis yar halavonim was zov." So he drank from gold vessels. The kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were made of gold, and it says in the pasuk, "Ein kesef loynechshav b'mei shlema l'tumah." What's kesef in zov? Kesef b'loshin avok ki nitzik nisafti. Zov, which is red, which is Yira. In the days of Shlomo, who builds the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah is what? The Beis HaMikdash is a place of Yid. Norvas, I'm not going to know that, that's why. This is Sfas Emes in Rosh Hashanah, where he says, if you take the mili of the letters din, dalet yudun, you get the word malchus, right? Because the purpose of elikim also as a adam, as elikim also she yirun ufanam, the purpose of the world is to have yirush shemayim. The purpose of yirush shemayim is not because the English is like a stringent, strict disciplinarian, because he wants people to mekabel on malchus shemayim, and with that, I'm not going to that why it's a whole shtickle in the system, with that, you're mounted to Dinan and the Beis HaMikdash comes out of the Rachma for Kal Yisroel. But the Ikud of the Beis HaMikdash starts as a place of Yira, which is expressed in the Shachavoya, in the bowing down, in the prostrate. There's actually, before we begin the Shira, I want to throw in the Tanchuma. Tanchuma brings the Parshas Kisove. Pasuk says in Tilim, we're going to bow down. In the future, that the Osir, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and Bikurim will cease, will stop. And therefore, Omad Moshe is besakin three tefillahs every day. Which is an expression, these three expressions of bowing down correspond to the three tefillahs of the day, three methods, expressions of levels of bidul, right? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the second gimel tefillahs. The principle is that tefillah is obviously bidul. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the second that even bezman hazeh, in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, even in the Beis HaMikdash ma'at, as the Gemara puts it in Megillat HaKotet, a yin could have epis vas ki uzeh, a connection to the bitl that once applies by MS, Pipnimius, in the Beis HaMikdash. To understand this Parshas Kedoshim, like the Zohar says that the Chavraya Kaddish of Shem Yechoy, when it came to Parshas Kedoshim, Chodi they rejoiced. There's so many mitzvahs in this Parsha. I want to take one mitzvah, one little mitzvah, like it's lost in the shuffle sometimes. Pasuk says in the middle of the Parsha, Esar Tzoyzai Tishmoyru U'mikdashai Tiro. There's a mitzvah of having fear, trepidation, right? In the Beis HaMikdash. And this is connected to the central theme of the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer, which is the bittul, the shtachavoya, of which brings a person to Kedushin Tiyu, to Kedushin. What does this mean? This is one of my favorite subjects. Right? There is an incredible, awesome, amazing medrash. Right? Wow. It's in Beis Shrava. Simon Ayin, is in others bring it from the Zohar HaKodesh. But Chazal tells us that when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorbu, so the Pasuk says in Echo, Tishapech the Avnei Kodesh Berosh Kol Chutzis, the Eibishter took the stones of the Beis HaMikdash and he spread it all over the world. Berosh Kol Chutzis. In Zohar HaKodesh and Parashat Pekudei, it says, the Zohar says, that none chas v'shalom, that any of the goyim, the arelim, had any shlita over the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't even, they weren't, no human being could burn, could destroy the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. The Eibishter was going to them. Where did the Eibishter, where did he bury, where did he hide the Avnei Beis HaMikdash? And this is the Pasuk. All over the world. And wherever the Eibishter took a stone and he spread it out all over the place, Manchester, on that spot that the Avnei Beis HaMikdash were buried, were hidden, ultimately Yidden, subsequently in Zman HaGolus, built the Beis HaKnesses, built a shul over the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, the Gemara says that when Mashiach will come, we will then take all Asidim Batik and Asiyos, Batik Medrashas, Sheba Bovel, to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, and Gerad, the Girs, and then Yankim, and so it's in Medrash, and so on, and Samur, all the Svarim, the Protestant, the Gesayfer, is not Sheba Bovel, but is Sheba Chutz Lawrence, everywhere in the world where there are stones of the Beis HaMikdash, upon which Yidin built a Yishul. Those shuls which include in them the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, will subsequently be brought to Eretz Yisrael, and more specifically, the Sefer Rebbe speaks about it in a few places, in Bar Strum and Bar Deitze, they will be brought to Yerushalayim, which is the reason Chazal says, Rasho brings up a Baba Basra, the Chayin Hei. Chazal tells us in Endrish, the Beis HaMikdash will be the size of today's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will be the size of all the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why will Yerushalayim need to be so big? Because the Ebrishter will then take all the Batei Knesiyos, the Batei Midrashos of Chutz La'aretz and bring it to Yerushalayim and be part and parcel of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.
So Israel today is going
to... spread out.
It's going to be Yerushalayim.
And the Gemara says in Ksuvis, that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. It's a land which either contracts or it expands, depending on our spiritual muscle.
Well, it's supposed to go from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates.
Yeah. Whatever. That's a whole subject in itself. Okay? And the high time of the Marshal says, just in a few places, actually, that, you know, I'll give you a simple example. You all remember the Gemara in Brochus, that they told Rabbi Yochanan that Ika Salfe Bebo, there are people who achieve longevity in Chutz La'aretz. Tom, how could it be? It says, Man Yirmi Yimechwe Bedechem, Eretz Yisrael. Once they told them, these are the people, the Mekadme, the Mekadme, they come early to Shul, they leave Shul late, right? Hiding in the Hanel, now in someone, says the Bar Shul. Because every Shul, every Mikdash Ma'at, has within it Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Are you with me? Yeah? Let me just try to explain this. I'm the Pasuk in Vayetzer. Vayetzer from Yaakov Avinu comes to Zaharabayis. So the Pasuk of Vayikach me'av ne'amok. We also in Rosh Yisrael. Vayikach es ha'evet ha'shasam in Rosh Yisrael. Right? Vayishgo mochehu. Then it says, either in Yaakov Nedel, or in Yaakov Yimur, Vayevet ha'zoyis asher. Something. So even here, basically, Kim, Tirr. What's going on here? So the Medrash Rabbah says, "Bishuk Levi Pasuk Kroyvigos." This pasuk is alluding to goats. Vayeitze Yankiv Beersheva, as it says in pasuk, "Yirmiyah Shalach Me'alpon Aviyut." They left Eretz Yisrael. Where did he go to? Choron, which is Choron is what? Asher Huyga Hashem V'Yoyim Charin Av, a day of wrath, of anger. Vayikach me'avne amokin, the same pasuk from Eicha, just the fact that they couldn't rule. What's going on here? This is a Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillat Ches, Omer asipoti kineshiyos shabu bovel, the shul, the Chutz La'aretz bovel, were al tnayim, so they made on a tnayim. What's the tnayim? That if they are destroyed, right, you'll have to be mishamish. That's what it says all the time. Right? Because when they're destroyed, then the Kedusha of the base of the Shul is Nifka. It leaves, it dissipates, and therefore you could use its whatever, its place, its stones, whatever you want. So it's the place. Ask the Mogen Avraham, and Ar Chaim is in proof and Aleph, but you just told me the Gemara says, Mila Nechtaf, that also above it, all of the Shuls will be brought to Eretz Yisrael. So why is it made up tonight that the Churbonon, Tosfos says you're allowed to use them. So he brings the from the Sefer Meishuv Nefesh, where did he Sefer? And he brings from the Shad and Chuvah Zichron Yosef that since shuls have a din of kedushas Eretz Yisrael, why they have a kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Because we just said that beneath every shul is the avonim of the Beis Hamikdash. Asher Alkin Ma'osivovay. When the Abish will take the stones back to build the third Beis HaMikdash, he'll take the shul with him. Yeah? So he brings from the Shalom Chuvah Zichron Yosef, who says, anybody with a Seichel Yosher, right, Shub Maskil, to take this literally, the Abish will mamish, take the stones of shuls and Chutz La'aretz and bring it there. So it means the Ruach HaKodesh, the Kedusha of the shul. So the Meishuv Nefesh says on the Zichron Yosef, like Shorley Moro. But Ishtabizi Pashat Amarshol and a Kliyoker and a whole host of Svorda who take this literally. Why literally will the stones of Shuls and Kuslars be brought to Eretz Yisrael? Because they're built on the Yisod of the Avni Kodesh, the Avni Tzion Yerushalayim that the Eibush brought to the Kuslars. And therefore, right, these were kept, the Eibush was going to sit there, and he said that shot in the Messiah. The Messiah said the word Knois is found twice. Eis v'hashlech avonim v'eis knois avonim. A time to scatter the stones. And eis knois avonim to gather the stones. And the other passage that you will know from Megillah, lech knois kol yehudim. So he teaches when will be the eis of knois avonim. When will the English to gather the stones of all the shuls and chutzlaretz and bring it to Eretz Yisrael? When lech knois kol yehudim, when all the Eden will be back, will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, to Gula Mitzvah Vashlin. Kumtois, not only the actual avonim of the shul, but the place of the shul, all of it will be brought back to Yerushalayim, there, to Sorel, etc., etc. Nervos. It's not everywhere that person built a shul, but every shul built on Avni Yerushalayim. What is the Eben Aboyuchin? If the shul lasts. But if the shul is destroyed, this Zechariah, this particular shul, was not built on the Avni Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's what Tosfos means. It's that answers the kashya the way around. If the shul is destroyed, then that gufu was the tzai. It's charaya that it wasn't built on Avnei Beis HaMikdash, so you could be nana from it. But if not that, right, then you're not allowed to move it. For this reason, I saw another say from Chakra Rebbe of the Divri Naftali, is that very thing of all. You know, what are the first thing when you come to shul? In the morning, Tfilah Shacharit, beginning of your day. First thing you say when you enter the shul is, Matoivu Ale, which according to many Nuschoyot, that is really the Iker Haskola of Tfilah Shacharit. We say, Dubzuki, that comes to mind right away. Matoivu Alecha Yangir Mishkinezecha Yisrael. And then you see another pasuk, Vani Berechazdecha Vebezecha, Eshtach Lehechel Kochecha, Vierosecha. Why is this the beginning of Shacharit? So he teaches that shot, right? Matuivu Ahalecha Yayiv. Oyhel means Adiras Aroi, temporary. That means it refers to the Bati Gnesias and Bati Bedroshas and Chuslaretz. When Ahalecha refers to whom? Yayiv. Yayiv is always the Madrega, Chuslaretz, a lowly Madrega, Chus Eikim. What is the Matuivu Ahalecha Yayiv of a shul in Manchester? The answer is Mishkanei Secha, permanent, Adiras Kvat. Of Yisrael, which is the Shema Maila, Kizariza, right? That the shuls in Manchester will be brought to. Obviously, referring to Erlich shuls for people. Well, I'm not going to complete the sentence.
Have you chosen your piece of land?
What?
Have you chosen your piece of land? Have you chosen your piece of land where you want to put your shul?
Elchin! With Alpi Rabbanim, etc., they chose the land which is, they have a Kusharek, they know where to shoot, right? Providing, right? Let's discuss. I saw a sefer, the Michtam the Dovid, Rav Dovid Sperber, Rashi Rav. He says that pshat even Moasu Aboinim, Hoyzul Rishbina, the same Avonim. Which Moasu Apoinim, the people who built the Beis Hamikdash, were then Moyas in it, and they didn't treat the Beis Hamikdash with the respect required. Hoysel, the Rishpina, that became the Rishpina of all the shuls subsequently in Gomez. And the Bittul and David explains it's like, if you want to shake, you want to get a bit of a Yerushalayim or whatever, he says, why is that? Because the Gemara says, Chazal said, the Paskins, what is Tshuva? But we see more in Mrs. Van, Mrs. Isha, etc., etc. So a person misappropriated, didn't deal properly to give the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash as necessary. What did the Eibishter do b'chazdui with his chesed? He took b'shas achurban, ki rega ba'apun, at the moment of divine anger and wrath, chayim b'rtzoyne, he did a chesed to call Yisrael, and he took the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, and he scattered it all over the world. So hence, wherever you go, to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Al Shar Tzion, right? You will have a shul built on Avnei Beis HaMikdash. And hence, you can treat the shul with the respect and the reverence that is demanded of it. According to Tzadok, you should know, Umi Mikdash Eitiro, this week's parasha, there are strong shittas in Rishonim, that even for a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, the chiyuv dairais of Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to all the shittas. We can talk about it some other time, right?
If the Eraisa, sorry?
The Chiyuv Dairaisa, a biblical obligation to treat a shul with reverence and respect. This, the whole hello, we can talk, going to the Sugi and Megillah, various places, right? And the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, and Chizirea. But bottom line is, there is a difference between a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and a shul. Rav Soloveitchik and a whole shasita and the architecture of his father. The pashtus, right? The pashtus, the difference is, what's between a shul and a Beis HaMikdash? It's an hour talking about the pashtus. The Beis HaMikdash is the whose home?
Kodesh
Baruch Hu. Or shul, a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash is whose home? The people's home. And he explains, however, the difference between a shul and a Beis HaMikdash is when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to the Ebrister somehow. When Klal Yisrael, when the Tzibur builds a shul, they're inviting the Ebrister into their home. Hence, Chazal say, if the Ebrister comes in the morning, talk to David, and everyone is still turning the other, whatever, turn the other side, right? Putting on the snooze button on the alarm clock. So the Ebrister says, Madua Bosi Veinish. Because the shul is pravdis, the Shechinah is coming into Europe, which basically, in the terms of time, right, is between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is Simcha, Shabbos is coming. The Sheirish of the Kedusha Sayontif is pravdis, Beis HaMikdash. Lifnei, Samachtan, Lifnei Hashem Leget. You're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Ebrister's home. Going to Beis HaMikdash, Alila Regel. So there's a simcha, being in the presence of the Rebbe. Shabbos is Pshat. Not you're going to the Ebrister's Beis HaMikdash. Pshat is the Ebrister is coming into your. Hence, on Shabbos, you say L'chod Doidi. You're welcoming the Shabbos, as the Gemara says, Baruch Hu Shabbos, which is the reason why most Gilas Kadosh Yisrael, Shabbos of a regel, you don't say the Chodoy. Because you're going to Beis HaMikdash, right? And that is the difference, basically, in a nutshell, between the Kedusha, the Yira of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to the Ebrister zone. Shul is your home, home of Klal Yisrael, to which the Ebrister is coming. Al-Kopan, you still have to be noyik, COVID, like your house. So for example, are you allowed to spit in a shul? Rikiko, it's not a rough food, right? Yeah? Me did the haga, and it was a son. You gotta wear shoes in shul? We're not Muslims. Hello? Yeah? You gotta wear shoes in shul, you gotta take off your shoes, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, you gotta take off. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to the Ebrister's house. Higher degree of year, right? In the shul, it's your home. Anything you would do in your home, in your palace, you could do in a shul. So just like you don't remove your shoes necessarily when you go into your house, and rikika in the old days at least was accepted practice in the house, so you could do in a shul. But anything you wouldn't do in your house, the Talmud used to always say, to wear boots. You know, people have boots for rubbers. What do you call it? For the mud, for the rain. It's improper to walk into a shul with your, unless you're a sparrow house or something, whatever. You know? If you wouldn't wear boots in your living room, dining room, then you don't wear boots in a shul. You know, I'm talking about the
Wellington.
Yeah? You got my drink? So the difference between a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKnesses, but the bottom line is, hello, that you have to show the basically every Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. The Ebrister is coming to you in the shul, and therefore you have to show the respect. When you show that respect, that is your tshuva for the churban Beis HaMikdash, for showing lack of reverence in Beis HaMikdash. That's why Chazal say the Yerushalmi in Brochus, the fourth parak, the Shulchan Shachar, where it says a person davens every day in Shemoneh Esrei 18 brochus. Connected the Yud Ches Sivuyim of building the Mishkan in Parashas Pekudim. Third, we already handled what's the connection. Because every time you're davin, you're in Tishma'a, that is Me'ein, you're avoided in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, the Pasuk says in Habakkuk, right? Even mikir tiza. If a person goes into the shul, Rachman al-Islam, and he sits and schmoozes, and he talks about politics and Donald Trump and other shrapnel, right? In a shul, the avonin, pashat, the stones from which the shul were created, which is the avnei beis hamikdash kevagashrei, I've done you a chesed, right? Matuivu alecha yankiv. This oil aroi is be'emes mishkan yisecha Yisrael. Therefore, anibra chazdechovim. You come to appreciate the chesed the Ebrister did in giving us a beis hakneses a beis hamikdash. Eshtachlo behechol kochim. A person has to have a fear, trepidation that envelops him in going into shul. There's one older rishonim and Rabbi Yoinim brings the sefer Yira. When a person walks into shul, the first thing he does before he opens his mouth, he has to sit down. So the other svar bring tefillah la'oni ki yatuf. Yatuf means bilosh nachno. I must say may anto le'onis be bonim, right? Yeah. And the word tefillah la'oni ki yatuf also means a delay, right? First thing you do before you open, you should be, when you walk into a shul, you should be enveloped with such yira, pachat, charodo, that you cannot open your mouth, as the Sofer says, and the Beginus, etc. That's why you have to, before you daven, you have to say the pasuk, Hashem svasai tiflach. You should be so enveloped with fear, you can't be able to talk.
Can I ask, why do kohanim, when they duck and...
Why
do kohanim, when they duck and take their shoes off?
Because that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. No, whatever. Now it's not my task. I'm annoyed. Ask a competent orthodox. Anyway, you hear what I'm saying? Hello. Nervos. Let me tell you. The Ostrov brings in the Sefer Meir and the Chachom. It's like, wow. I think the whole Makurus of the Achno, the Bittul, the Shachavor, that he walks into a shul. Says the Ostrov Zerav, Meir and the Chachom. He brings the Al Shachakosh. That one of the schools in the Beis Hamikdash, right, was that if you went in with Yiro, with Pacha, with Charodo, with Toshet Yiro, then the Abish gave you much, much more of that Yiro and Pacha, Liris and Lirois, etc., etc. But if you came in Begapa Yovei, Begapa Yitzi, if you came in empty, so that's the first shleim of him, because then you're not a keli for the kedusha of the Eibishter. You felt and you saw nothing in the Beis Hamikdash. It was a totally meaningless, futile experience being in the Beis Hamikdash. You saw nothing. The fees that there's a famous medrash. It's all over the Beis Hamikdash. It's in Bereishis Rabbah. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yalkut Shemuyim, where there's a principle. The mentor says on the pasuk in Parshayitzi, "Behine be'er basoda," right? The beis haknesses, "Vigolu es ha'evel me'al piya be'er," she'ein yitzahor shulit beis haknesses. There is no yitzahara in the beis haknesses. Hello, Earth. Have you experienced that in your lifetime, looking around your shul? There's no yitzar. No one ever talks lashon hara and rechilus. There's never machlikus and divirivus in the shul. Everyone is pushing saintly malachim flying around. That's your experience? I'd love to know where you live. Right? The lach, but as far as bring this wrench, all over this. The lach meitoyne from the son of Daflo says, Asher Alkin, the meaning Yisrael is, when do the people need to collect stock? Where do they collect stock? Daf in the shul. Why in the shul? They go to the pub down the road, the pig in the porcupine, and collect stock there. Where daf in the shul? Because since in the shul, in Beis Knesset, there's no Yezara, that's the best place where people's hearts are open to go let's talk. Hey, like that. The Ksav Sofer says a similar word. That's why a shul is potter from mezuzah. Because mezuzah is to give you an awareness that there's a Rebbeinu Shleilam who's guarding you. A shul doesn't need a mezuzah because the whole shul is no Yezara. You're acutely aware of the presence of the Rebbeinu. Hello? And that's a shul, a Beis Midrash Ma'at. Achas Kama V'Kama in the Beis Midrash Shuv. There is a Shlomo Kluger in Shuvah's Tufta V'Das. It's a very difficult word. There's a mitzvah on a Kohen who min ha-Midrash L'Yegzik. He's not allowed to leave the Beis Midrash. Even never for the Levi Nachman Atana Vore the Shiva Kohen. Why is that? L'Yechal L'Shem. Because by MS, a person, Nachman Atana, something negative happens to him, he really should be covered with Yisur Bahava, and though there's an Abishter and everything is for a reason, and most people are not on that Madreg, B'Shas Maisu, they can cover everything. It's a Madreg. Over the Queen Godel Me'echel, Ash Yitzhak Arosh, Shemana Mishcha, for him to be Mis'abel on a relative to Chil Hashem. Therefore, the Abishter says, Min Amikdash Li'Yitzhi, and in the Beis Amikdash, he just told me there's no Yesora, there's only Kedusha, Chaikalashi also for him, since there's only Kedusha there, therefore he won't be crying over his little reach. Givaldiga, Hecham Adregas, yeah? Are you with me, folks? So you're all very happy, right? So we all know that in the Beis Amikdush, even in Beis Amikdush Ma'at, there's no Yesora. The problem is, hello, as anyone who's ever walked into a shul, I don't want to be captain of Eden, but it's love that what you see b'chush. Nishner does, even this mancha is a mitzvah yakayim, and you makayim liris v'liroid and alamailis, there never was a yitzhara in the Beis HaMikdash. Hello? I can, so, the Yang Mekayim Sofer, temporary going to Mishlaim, he brings in the Sefer, Menuchas Shalom, eight rice. That is a stark Yitzhara, even in the basement. First of all, the Gemara in Sukkah. When by Simon's Benish, Takana Gedoyla. What Takana Gedoyla? They made a gallery for the women, right? How do you know? Because evil Mashiach would go. And Ruach Hatuma Avi Menoris, right? And you deal with a Hespit. The Hespit is not exactly a party. We're drinking whiskey, you know? It says Mesaptu, Mishpachas, men were separate than women, right? So therefore, it means they had to make the Sakon Gedela to separate men and women. It's a Chayadik Yitzhorah, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Nishnos, Mikr Mola Dibur HaKosu. Pachas said, Eva, Im Yehori B'Mikdash Hashem, Koyim Enom. Ya Yodo, the Chayim Ben Yodo, Koyim, right? They murdered him. Where did they kill him? Huh? So the in Eicher Rabbe, that dome, it says Rab Yudan asked Rab Acha, where was Zechariah murdered? Was it Ezra Sisrael or Ezra Kahana? Ezra Sisrael. He said neither of the two. It was in the Ezra Sakehana. Gerada, the Chai Palaji brings one of the Sforum, the Shulchai. You know when it happened they murdered Zechariah? Yom Kippur Shekal Peshavs. Where it says in Yom Kippur, the Orthima, the Sultan has no permission. And that's where they killed him, in the Ezra's Ganon, in the Beis HaMikdash. You remember Gemara in Yuma, Dachlov Gimel? Two Kehanim running up the Kevis. Nice. And one with the head of the other guy came to Al-Namas, he stabbed him to death. Hello? The Tachuma says in the Parashat Vayikra, Mokem HaMishpot Shom HaResha, where did Menashe set up his cell in the Hegel? Dafka by Mokem HaMishpot, where does an Edrin gather? You find the Gemara in Soitin above, Omer Yudin Midiskuzo, Kigoyin Shezinta, whatever, Kigoyin Shezinsa Soita, where was she Mazana? In the Azor. I, the Pirche Kuna, Malave Loisa, and so the Gemara, Shezinsa Pirche Kuna, Pirche Kuna, in the base, in the Azor, the base of Midosh, and the Mazana. The Gemara says when the Kohen puts his hand underneath the Soita, big Hanof, right? Yeah? I, this Shashir or whatever, they took a Kayim Zofi, or it's only Fisho, it's a Chayab Allah, it is really a Torah. The Gemara had a whole thing about whatever that a that you can mafagel the mezid, right? In the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because he's bringing up a korban shlomim, and I'm Mr. Cohen. I'm only going to get the chazav shoyt. I'd rather have a chatas. I need to hold it. So the kohen is hello. The kohen is choshut that he's going to befaggle someone else's korban because he wants to have a shikul flesh. Hello. Yeah. Do you have all over the Gemara stories with Sedukim who spilt the nizchamayim on their feet, etc., etc., etc. All kinds of takos. Is right, you could have you could have a churban in the Beis Hamikdash, you could have aveiros in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Sofer wants to say, he says, it's not that the Beis Hamikdash, the place is made, but when you're dealing in a shul and you're davening and you're learning, then you're free from the sin. It's the samachayim of Torah, see whatever. Now, the feed of what we said before, nishtazim. It's if you come into the Beis Hamikdash with Yira and Pachad, you will be many fold over, you'll be given extra Yira and Yitaken Hashem to sin. But if Begapa Yavoi, Begapa hates it. Right? Asher Alke, I'm just gonna finish. It's a booster haskul noyim. If a person wants to achieve Epis of Madrega of Kiddusha, for the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash, then a person has to be nizer, especially in the spirit of Sfiras HaOmer, in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, and that's cool. So it's a health attack which we zoich until we daven every night. The Rachman, the Yachlan of the Beis HaMikdash, and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash.